You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, and welcome to The Compass, the podcast documenting the struggles of life as an artist. I'm Leah Walsh.
Hi, everyone. I have a mini episode for you today. I have a couple great guests coming up, but because of some scheduling changes, I don't have a full episode. I wanted to read a short excerpt from Untamed by Glennon Doyle. It's a book that's really been sticking with me these days. So if you'd like to hear that, stick around. If not, check back with me in 2 weeks and I'll have a great new episode for you. So I've been avoiding reading Untamed by Glennon Doyle for months now since it came out. It's been a huge hit. It's been talked about everywhere. Maybe you've read it yourself, or maybe you've seen all of the press she was doing about it. I've read some of Glennon's other works. She's really popular in the women's recovery movement because she's sober, has a lot of really amazing writing. But I've finally been listening to Untamed as an audiobook, which I rarely do. And she just talks a lot about, she calls them memos, the memos we were given when we were born as women in the United States, girls in the United States. And I wanted to read a short excerpt from the chapter called Comfort Zones. So here it is.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is from Untamed by Glennon Doyle. I've also learned that while choosing joy makes it easier for me to love myself and my life, it seems to make it harder for the world to love me. I was speaking at an event recently, and a woman stood up in the audience, looked at me on stage, and said into the microphone, "Glennon, I used to love your writing so much. When you talked about your pain and how hard life was, I felt so comforted. But lately, with your new life, you seem different. I have to be honest, I'm finding you harder and harder to relate to." "Yes," I said. "I understand. I'm happier now. I'm not doubting myself as much, and that makes me confident and stronger, so I'm suffering less. I have noticed that it seems easier for the world to love a suffering woman than it is for the world to love a joyful, confident woman. It's hard for me, too. I was at one of Tish's soccer games, and there was a girl on the other team who was just rubbing me the wrong way. I could tell by the sideline body language and eye rolling that she was also rubbing several of my soccer mom friends the wrong way. I watched her carefully, trying to figure out why this girl was activating us. I noticed that she walked with her head held high and with a bit of a swagger. She was good, and she knew it. She went in for the ball often and hard, like a girl who knows her own strength and talent. She smiled the whole time, like all of this was easy for her, like she was having the time of her life. All of this just annoyed the hell out of me. She was 12. I sat with my feelings, and I realized the knee-jerk reaction I'm having to this girl is a direct result of my training. I have been conditioned to mistrust and dislike strong, confident, happy girls and women. We all have. Studies prove that the more powerful, successful, and happy a man becomes, the more people trust and like him. But the more powerful and happy a woman becomes, the less people like and trust her. So we proclaim women are entitled to take their rightful place. Then, when a woman does take her rightful place, our first reaction is, she's so entitled. We become people who say of confident women, "I don't know, I can't explain it. It's just something about her. I just don't like her. I can't put my finger on why." I can put my finger on why. It's because our training is kicking in through our subconscious. Strong, happy, confident girls and women are breaking our culture's implicit rule that girls should be self-doubting, reserved, timid, and apologetic. Girls who are bold enough to break those rules irk us. Their brazen defiance and refusal to follow directions make us want to put them back into their cage. Girls and women sense this. We want to be liked. We want to be trusted. So we downplay our strengths to avoid threatening anyone and invoking disdain. We do not mention our accomplishments. We do not accept compliments. We temper, qualify, and discount our opinions. We walk without swagger and we yield incessantly. We step out of the way. We say, I feel like, instead of I know. We ask if our ideas make sense, instead of assuming they do. We apologize for everything. Conversations among brilliant women often devolve into competitions for who wins the trophy for hottest mess. We want to be respected, but we want to be loved and accepted even more. I once sat with Oprah Winfrey at her kitchen table, and she asked me what I was most proud of in my life as an activist, writer, mother. I panicked and started mumbling something like, oh, I don't feel proud, I feel grateful. None of it's really me, I'm surrounded by great people, I'm just incredibly lucky, and she put her hand on mine and said, don't do that. Don't be modest. Dr. Maya Angelou used to say, modesty is a learned affectation. You don't want modesty. You want humility. Humility comes from inside out. I think of what she said to me every day. She was saying, playing dumb, weak, and silly is a disservice to yourself and to me and to the world. Every time you pretend to be less than you are, you steal permission from other women to exist fully. Don't mistake modesty for humility. Modesty is a giggly lie, an act, a mask, a fake game. We have no time for it. The word humility derives from the Latin word humilitas, which means of the earth. To be humble is to be grounded in knowing who you are. It implies the responsibility to become what you were meant to become, to grow, to reach, to fully bloom as high and strong and grand as you were created to. It is not honorable for a tree to wilt and shrink and disappear. It's not honorable for a woman to either. Again, that is an excerpt from Untamed by Glennon Doyle. It's from the chapter entitled Comfort Zones. And it's just been speaking to me really loudly this week as I've been listening to the book. All of this stuff she's talking about learned behaviors and trying to be good as a woman in our society, trying to be liked, trying to be accepted and loved. And I've just been thinking so much about the ways that I've made myself smaller and discounted my own wants and desires because of those impulses and learned behaviors. Anyway, I would recommend the book. I tried not to because so many other people were recommending it, but I've been really enjoying it. So check it out. I'm thinking about all of you. Please come back in 2 weeks for a new episode with a brand new guest. Talk to you soon. Thank you for listening to the Compass Podcast. If you find these conversations valuable to your life as an artist and would like to support the ongoing production of The Compass, please consider becoming a patron at patreon.com/thecompasspodcast. Pledges start at as little as $1 a month. Anything you can give would be greatly appreciated. Also, if you have a moment, please rate or review in iTunes. Every little bit helps other listeners to find the podcast. I'd like to thank the following people for their generosity. The Compass cover art is by Kim Miller, music by Brendan Spieth, audio assistance from Nick Choksi, and a special thanks to Frankie J. Alvarez. See you next time.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.